We are joined now from Omaha, Nebraska, the Mississippi State Athletic Director, Scott Strickland. Scott, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
I guess first off, we should start with this. A little Hail State trying to win a college baseball national championship. Scott has the thought that, okay, you're as far as Mississippi State has ever been at the College World Series sunk in yet?
Well, it's been talked about a lot. I don't know if it's the magnitude of it has really sunk in, and probably won't until it's all said and done. And by that time, hopefully we're not just talking about getting this far. We're talking about, you know, something bigger. Really proud of John Cohen and this group of kids for putting themselves in a position to go out and do something on the field that we've never done before.
Yeah, and Scott, congratulations so far on the Mississippi State making it so far, and with a great chance, I think, to win a national title. And talk a little bit about, you know, being in the SEC and the challenges each year to be competitive, because it seems like even if you look at the football conferences, that SEC West probably has the best collection of head coaches. You know, just the challenges to be competitive every year in you know, multiple sports.
Well, it's what makes the SEC so great, and it's why, in my opinion, we have so many teams in our league who compete for national championships, because if you're good enough to come out of this league and compete against the kind of athletes you have to compete against and against the kind of coaches you have to compete against from a conference standpoint to put yourself in postseason play, you're pretty battle-tested, and you've seen the best of the best. And, you know, hey, I don't know if there's a better team in the country this year than Vanderbilt. And, you know, they had a tough weekend against Louisville. LSU had a great year. South Carolina had another great year. Arkansas had a great team this year in baseball, and just, you know, didn't get the kind of draw that they wanted. So it's such a fine line. And we talk a lot about our goals at Mississippi State. We want to create great experiences for our fans, our student athletes, and coaches. But we also want to win consistently, because in order to put yourself in a position to win championships, I believe you've got to win consistently and get into postseason play on a consistent basis, because you never know what's going to happen once you get in postseason play. If you're sitting at home when they call out the brackets, you know you have no chance. But as long as they call your name out, you got a chance. And, you know, I think the SEC, once you're in this setting, just really prepares you to compete against the very best.
Scott, I know you are a fan of social media. You're an avid Twitter user, along with Jeff Long, the athletic director at Arkansas. But I think social media has taken on something new. Last night it was all about the walk across the Grand Canyon on a high wire. But earlier last week it was the fact that some T-shirt company printed up T-shirts that said Mississippi Rebels in the College World Series. What was your initial reaction when you saw that?
Well, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who are geographically challenged, and when the shirts came out, it said Mississippi State. I actually had the wrong nickname. You know, I'll be honest, I went into let's find out what happened here mode, and turned out that artwork had been turned into our licensing office on campus and actually had gotten rejected, as you would expect. And, you know, anytime you have a College World Series or a bowl game and people are rushing to print T-shirts, sometimes the production gets out ahead of the paperwork, and I think that that's what happened here. They had already started producing them before they got approved. It's my understanding that 24 of those were produced, and they were quickly pulled and met with the incinerator. So I don't. If you find one of those floating around somewhere, you may have a collector's item.
How many Maroon fans have made the trip back up their eyes? When watching last weekend, there was a lot of Maroon in TD Ameritrade Park. How many have left and then made the trip back to Omaha for the championship series that starts tonight?
It's unbelievable. And I, you know, unfortunately, we haven't been here enough times to have anything to compare with, but the last 24 to 48 hours, it's been mind-boggling the number of people who are walking around Omaha in maroon and white. And I, you know, you're hearing all kind of crazy estimates that maybe 10,000 Mississippi State fans are here. The local merchants and hotels, they've seen a lot of passionate fan bases. Arkansas obviously brings a lot of people when they come, LSU. But, you know, the anecdotal stuff they're saying is they've never seen this kind of out-of-town fan influx for the championship series. And a lot of that probably has to do with the historical nature of the first time Mississippi State's been in this situation. There's a lot of people in Mississippi who are, who don't want to miss this opportunity to see us win a national championship if it happens.
And Scott, you just hit on kind of my next question, talking about the first time there. What do you think that would do for the program to bring back the first ever national championship?
I get asked that question a lot. It's hard to really, I guess, be able to put it into words. I think being where we are right now proves that we can put ourselves in a position to play for a national championship. We've got to go out there and prove we can win a national championship. But I think once you do something the first time, it becomes easier because there's the belief factor goes up significantly. I worked in Kentucky for 5 years. You walk into their Memorial Coliseum there on campus, and they've got all these basketball national championship banners, and you instantly understand this is something that can happen here. When you throw up that first banner, the first pennant that says national champion, it tells everybody else who walks on your campus, this is a place that has potential to do something really special. And I think it obviously impacts your baseball program, but I think it impacts your entire university.
Scott, Mississippi State has a rich tradition in baseball. Will Clark, Rafael Palmeiro, Ron Polk. Just put in perspective, I guess, the fact that those teams that went to Omaha not able to get to the championship series or win it because when they went, the championship series wasn't around. But to see this team now with a Hunter Renfroe, a Wes Ray, a Holder coming out of the bullpen, and John Cohen, who even played at Mississippi State, now coaching the Bulldogs in the championship series, put it in perspective, can you?
Well, I think it just speaks to what a small margin of error you have once you get into this point of the season. And there's a fine line between success and failure. It's like I was rattling off all the really good SEC teams this year who aren't in this position, and it's not because they're not good enough. It's just hard to get through, postseason play unscathed. And so, that 85 team that had Will Clark and Rafael Palmeiro and Jeff Brantley and Bobby Thigpen, that's the team that has kind of been the bittersweet memory for Mississippi State fans, because that team won its first two games in Omaha, was beating Texas in the third game that would have put them in the finals, and starting pitcher got hit by a line drive and had to come out and didn't have the depth in the bullpen back then, and Texas ended up winning that game, and we got in a loser's bracket and gave up a walk-off home run to Miami in the semifinal game. And that was a great team, and they had two tough losses at the wrong time. It speaks to the importance of trying to get here as often as you can, because you never know when that special group is going to stand up and do something that gets talked about for a long time.
Scott, I know you have a lot of people in Arkansas paying a lot of attention to what happens up there tonight, tomorrow, and even if necessary on Wednesday. A, because you're an SEC school in Arkansas, a lot of fans want to root for the SEC. But B, because the University of Central Arkansas, Mississippi State played them in a series back in March. UCA took 2 of 3 there. And then UCA was sent to the Starkville Regional, able to beat Mississippi State in one of those games. So a split on the year, 3-3, the only team in the postseason of the NCAA tournament to beat Mississippi State this year.
Yeah, Central Arkansas had a really good club, and I was at. We played them 6 times and went 3-3 against them, counting the regional games. And I watched all 6 of those games, and they had an outstanding program. They've done a great job, and I don't think people understand how many good teams out there that are capable of competing at this level. South Alabama was in our regional; they have an outstanding program. We obviously saw a great team in Virginia in the Super Regional, were able to come away with 2 wins from there. But Central Arkansas is they actually beat us a year ago in Starkville, the last non-conference game we had at the end of the 2012 season. So that's a good program, and so many good programs are in the South. Obviously, we're proud of the ones that are in the SEC, but all those SEC teams have to play somebody in the midweek, and usually they're really good teams, and Central Arkansas is another example of that.
Yeah, and Scott, to change it up a little bit on you, I want to get your thoughts on the playoff coming in for football and, you know, also the SEC network. And we've had this debate over the last couple of weeks about the possibility of a 9-game conference schedule. Do you see that happening? And how excited are you about the playoff and the SEC network?
Well, I think, first off, I think the playoff is a good move. The fans have clamored for it, and I think that's obviously college football is a sport that kind of drives a lot of what we do in college athletics, and I think it's the more legitimacy you give his championship, the better that's going to be for everybody. So I think the playoff's a great deal. I think the SEC network will be a phenomenal thing for the SEC, both from an exposure standpoint. And obviously, we think there's a chance for it to generate some pretty significant revenue that'll help all of our schools. If you follow market research and people who do that, the most powerful brand in college athletics right now is the SEC, and probably the second most powerful brand is ESPN. So the opportunity to combine those two entities into this kind of relationship, I think, really gives us a chance to be highly successful and provide content and programming to our fans in a really powerful way.
I'll go ahead
and jump in your last question there about the 9 games. I think 8 games has been really good for the SEC. James Franklin, the head coach of Vandy, heard him say that an eight-game SEC schedule allows everybody to take care of their own challenges. If you feel like you need to schedule up to put yourself in the playoff talk, you can do that through your non-conference schedule. If you're building your program back up and you want to schedule more strategically in non-conference, you have a chance to do that. I just think, we've had a lot of success in the league with 8 games. If we go to 9, our strength of schedule will go up, but there'll be a lot of teams that have finished with 1 loss and have been in the national championship picture that suddenly may have 2 losses because of that extra conference game. And I don't know if that's going to be where we want to be from a postseason standpoint.
Scott, you're exactly right. I agree with you, and I agree with Coach Franklin as well. I mean, why change what isn't broke? If it's not broke,
don't
fix it.
Yeah, now if we had Matt Jones running back there, quarterback for Mississippi State, I might feel differently about it. But those don't come around very often. So, I think 8 games works.
I hear you, and I think I agree with you because the SEC being the best conference, I think it would. You would have another loss. It gives you a better chance for another loss. Not that you're scared of a challenge or anything like that, but, having a 1-loss SEC team, you still got a good chance. But when you go 2 losses, when you got big team, Big 10, Big 12, Pac-12, if they only have 1 or 0 losses, do you take a 2-loss team then? So I agree with you I like the 8-game schedule.
Well, if you add an extra conference game, that guarantees everybody a 7 more losses. Right. Or as a league, you're going to have 7 more losses spread out somewhere. And they're just, the cumulative effect of how tough our conference schedule is probably going to bite some of the contending teams under that scenario.
Scott, obviously, Arkansas fans that traveled to Mississippi State last year for the football game saw a Davis-Wade Stadium that is now undergoing renovations and additions. Can you talk about the progress of that, and then when Arkansas makes the return trip here in 2014, what they can expect to see aesthetically?
Yeah, we're bowling in that north end zone and are going to we're losing a set of bleachers, so our net seat gain is going to be about 6,000. It's going to take it to about 61,000, but we're going to have a horseshoe with an upper deck on each side. And we're also going to you mentioned aesthetics. We're going to brick up that north end, and we're also coming around and redoing our concourse and on the west side of the stadium, which is the old original part of the stadium. It's about $75 million project, and we're going to have some of the new restrooms and concessions available for the people on the west side this fall. But you're right, in 2014, when the Razorbacks come back to Starkville, it's all going to be finished. That's actually going to be the 100th year that we will play football at Scott Field. So there'll be a lot of history there, and it'll be a great opportunity for us to roll that out. And I think it's really going to change the entire look and feel of Davis Wade Stadium.
And now you're going to limit it to one cowbell bringing in per fan, right? Because
Matt didn't like the cowbells when he played down there.
Adding 6,000 fans, then you have two cowbells. That's 12,000 more cowbells right there.
Well, you know, the great thing about the SEC is noise doesn't seem to bother anybody in our league, so that shouldn't be a factor. We got a lot of loud stadiums, and cowbells are. I'm kind of partial to them. They're a great tradition. I am told by some that they're more of an acquired taste, which I understand, but we tend to like them quite a bit in Starkville. And I promise you, though, we're going to make sure and follow the league rules and ring responsibly.
Hashtag ring responsibly.
That's right.
Hey, Scott, we were able to have Jim Ellis, the voice of the Bulldogs, on Thursday afternoon, and I asked him about TD Ameritrade or Rosenblatt. So I'm going to ask you the same question. TD Ameritrade Park or Rosenblatt? Now, we've been to both, and I've got affections for both of them, but I want to get your opinion.
I'm going to be real honest. If it weren't for what happened at Rosenblatt Stadium, I don't think anybody would be missing it one bit. This place is so nice, this new park. Rosenblatt had the nostalgia of the College World Series, but I think this is such an upgrade. TD Ameritrade is such an upgrade from an amenity standpoint. I think it creates a great atmosphere for the fans who are sitting, who are in the park. I think the city of Omaha have done a great job with the ballpark itself. And, you know, what you didn't have at Rosenblatt that you have with the new place is being downtown. Everything's in walking distance. The mm-hmm. restaurants, the hotels, Old Market. I think it has totally changed the face of the World Series in a positive way.
Well, Scott, I know you're a busy man, and I know you're getting ready for a baseball game tonight, and hopefully Mississippi State can still just keep the winning streak going, win two games, and wrap it up.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. It's been fun getting a lot of well wishes from our friends around the SEC, and we'll try to represent the league well tonight.
Yeah, good luck.
I think we can all ring a cowbell and say Hell State for 2 days.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.